funny thing.
No matter how low you sink, there's still a right and a wrong. You always end up choosing. You go one way so you can try to live with yourself. You can go the other, you'd still be walking around. But you're dead and you don't know it.
Como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Spent most of my life on a Dodge. Drunk or sober, I got no complaints. Even if I did get my hands dirty on the way. Jerkwater town, maybe 50 miles from the border. Dirt streets, ramshackle buildings. One thing for sure, you couldn't find it anywhere on the map. City guy. I like pavement under my feet and bright lights after the sun goes down. But I figured this little burg was just the kind of place you gas up the car, got something to eat, and if you got stuck, maybe spend a night. Then I gotta look at her. And that's when all the fun started.
good idea to be looking at Mr. Doyle's girl that way.
I remember a guy once told me this is a free country.
Jocko, this guy thinks it's a free country. Are you free to go? The sheriff's office is right over there in case you want to complain about anything. Lights out.
Outside the window. You know what I'm going to do about it? Not a goddamn thing. But I know what you ought to do. You ought to get your spare, put it on your car, and just drive on out of town. Ain't that right, Bob?
You got to forgive old Bob. He ain't much for talk.
Oh, hold it. Let me tell you something. If you're really planning on sticking around, don't be coming to me for help. You're on your own here. We already got a fella in the window of the undertaker. Do yourself a favor. First thing, get a firearm.
First customer I've seen all week. Want a whiskey or a beer? Don't have much else to offer.
Whiskey. And a prohibition?
We don't pay much attention to it here.
You got a phone in this place?
Who you want to call?
My mama.
Dillon, we got phones, but they ain't working. Since you got to have a switchboard operator to run them.
Got electricity?
Yeah, got that. Runs on gas generators. Both they stay working. Nobody left to fix them if they go bust.
Tell the truth, most of what they call decent folks been run off. Really ain't much left here but a ghost town. Some damn sheriff making a profit just staying in the middle, grafting off both sides.
I think Mr. Doyle bought him off first. Or maybe it was Strassi.
Who's Strassi?
That's the other gang here.
Strassi and the Italian fellas. Both gangs took over this town. Run off all the regular folk.
Come from the same big city. They don't like each other much.
Bootleggers. You got Strassi at the Sweetwater and Doyle's bunch down to Alamo. They leave me be because I stay to myself. They think I'm crazy.
What the hell are you doing?
I can see the fellas that wrecked my car. Have a little talk with them. I hadn't gotten a real warm reception. But I started thinking maybe this was my lucky day. Crook for a sheriff and two bootlegger outfits that hated each other. If I played it right, I could make some easy money and move on.
En este sitio todo el mundo tiene miedo. Lo único que usted va a encontrar es la muerte.
I thought I made it real clear who your can and can't be looking at around here.
That's Mr. Doyle's property.
I came here to see you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You get that car of yours fixed yet?
I'm running a little low of cash. Just wondering if you could maybe help pay the damages.
I guess maybe you'll have to kill me.
It'll hurt if I do. Tell Mr. Doyle if he'd have hired smarter guys, none of this would have happened.
It's all about booze. Get smuggled through here from Mexico. We're part of a family operation in Chicago.
So what we got here is close to a civil war.
Except now we got a truce. Because my guess, this truce ain't going to last. Especially after Hickey gets back. That's why you're here.
Who's Hickey?
Hickey? It's Doyle's right-hand man. He's a sweetheart, this guy. Looks like somebody carved him up for Sunday dinner.
Folks, yes!
Forget it. What about you? You got a name? Huh?
Smith.
Smith. What, Smith what? Wait, you got a first name?
John.
John Smith.
John Smith. All right.
That's a good one.
You on the run? Huh? Where you from, Mr. Smith?
Back east.
John Smith from back east. All right.
I heard you wanted to see me.
Yeah, that's right. What's the matter? What did I interrupt something important? She was doing her nails. Well, this is Lucy. Yeah, she's a real nice girl. She's a real pretty girl. She got a big mouth, but she's going to keep it shut and act very friendly now, right? Lucy. Would you please take Mr. Smith to his room?
So I guess Strozzi hired himself another bum.
Got it all figured out, do you?
Yeah, I'm a fortune teller. Don't worry, working for Strozzi has its advantages. You're going to love your room.
This skirt was from just outside of Cicero. Strozzi told me he had her sent down here to keep up his morale. That's the first time I ever heard it called that.
Try and keep it down up here, okay? My room's right underneath.
Trying to make too much noise when I'm jumping up and down on the bed. Sunday dinner was a real event. Strozzi might have been a small-time hood, but he tried to run things like he was somebody important back in Chicago. He had an army of 20 shooters. As far as I could see, most of them were goofballs. It was all right out of some dime novel.
How's the food? Good. Huh? Brought these mamas in from Chicago. Food here is terrible.
It's good.
Huh?
Yeah, I like garlic.
All right.
What is this? Nobody waits?
You're late.
I had important business.
While you were doing your important business, things are happening. We now have a new employee.
Mr. Smith?
This is Giorgio Carmonte.
Killed Finn. Doyle's best guy next to Hickey.
No.
I know all about it.
And you hire him?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think that looks like to Doyle in keeping a truce? You want to tip Doyle off? Plus, who the hell is he?
Doyle's guys are scared of him. Yeah, hell, he was in town 20 minutes. He killed one of them. Doyle ain't gonna do a goddamn thing with Hickey out of town. The only thing that cockroach might try is to hire this guy for himself.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. I don't like changes at the last minute, and I don't like new faces.
You had a problem with me, Giorgio. You take it up with your boss. I just work here. So I decided to give up my free room. I'd seen the real thing, and these guys were a long way from it. I wasn't sure if he was getting a wooden box ready for me or if he just wanted to say thanks for the business.
Well, look who's here.
Last time I saw you, you was going to have a talk with some fellas. Next thing I hear, one of them's dead.
Conversation sort of went downhill. Ain't that right, Bob?
He don't talk much, but his ears work good.
You got a room you can rent me?
Surprised you ain't staying with your friends at Sweetwater. There's a room upstairs. Tell you the truth, I can use the money. You got a name? Mine's Joe.
Okay, Joe. Let me know when this runs out. I'll give you some more.
Yes, sir.
Got girls for hire in this town?
Hell, yes. You in West Texas. Round the corner. Third door on the left. You can certainly afford them.
You remind me of this guy that used to come see me when I worked in New Orleans. He looked a lot like you. You ever been to New Orleans? He was nice. He wasn't as quiet as you, though. But you two almost looked like brothers, except he had tattoos. I think that he was in the Navy. No. And he used to come and see me every Friday or Saturday night. His name was Clarence. I had a lot of fun in New Orleans. Sorry I ever came to this lousy town. There's nothing to do here. But I've taken every kind of dance class imaginable because I wanted to be a dancer. And so I came here because it's awesome.
Who set me up?
Who?
It hurts me! They said they'd kill me! Who? I didn't have no choice!
Give me a name! Give me a name, goddammit!
It was Donald Fudge! Please don't tell me, don't you?
Shut up!
Please, I'm sorry.
Her name was Wanda. Crossing me was nothing personal. She was just trying to make a living in a world where big fish eat little fish. By the time the law showed up, I was long gone. But the sheriff didn't let me down. He investigated the whole thing, then arrested the hooker.
I went down to the Red Bird and asked that old geezer to run to the place where I could find you.
Where are we headed?
Juke joint outside of town. Strozzi wants everybody there.
He's going to make another speech.
You don't keep me too well informed. Giorgio's always acting like he's in charge because he's the son of somebody important, Strozzi's boss in Chicago. Strozzi and Giorgio are really cousins. Strozzi don't admit it, though.
Not a family man. Where's that lead you and him? Slim's was a fast 20 minutes out across the desert. Two stories of wood in the middle of nowhere. Was the kind of place that looked like the special was chicken fried steak.
Strozzi told me that Giorgio and the other guys got a real hot head about the kind of money you're getting. Giorgio don't like you too much. case you haven't noticed.
Why has a guy sent his girlfriend to come find me?
Strozzi figures I wouldn't be dumb enough to do anything out of line, so he sent me.
Well, that must make you feel real proud.
Quit being a shitheel, all right? You get enough of that from Strozzi, thank you.
You sure you're not dumb enough to do anything out of line? I'm just curious. Has the boyfriend got a first name?
Yeah. But only in the bedroom.
As usual, she was trying to act tough. But anybody could see it was a paper thin. Even with a second rater like Strozzi, she was in way over her head.
Well, for Christ's sweet sake, it took you too long enough.
That's my ass.
Raining outside, Giorgio. Hard to drive in the rain.
Like you said, what took you so long?
Maybe you don't hear too good. It's raining.
You know something? You're getting me more of a wise-ass Polack every day, and it ain't so cute no more. You know what happens to wise-ass Polack dames? They get their wise asses kicked.
I was in this warehouse. Doyle sent a couple guys to visit me. I had to kill them both.
You killed two more Doyle's guys. Is that bullshit or is that true?
Look, I don't give a damn about Doyle. He lost two men tonight, that's good news.
Doyle, he's trying to outbid me with my own supplier, this Mick bastard. Yeah, I try to do business with him. Nah, it's bullshit. Now, we got a shipment coming in from Monterey next week. Mr. Doyle has got one coming in tomorrow. This is where you're going to start to earn your pay. That's five trucks, maybe 200 cases. We deliver at $200 a case. That's $200,000 in our books. Plus, you know what's really defrosting? We get Doyle's trucks. You know how hard it is to buy a truck in Mexico? We crossed the border a couple hours before dawn. Strozzi had come up with a plan that he thought would make him look good to the big boss back in Chicago. It involved hijacking, murder, corruption of the military, and sticking me right out front.
When the hell are you supposed to be?
Might be a good time for you guys to give up.
Bueno, amigos. Señor, nuestras almas.
I told you we couldn't trust these Mexicans. I'm going to send Smith back with Santo to keep an eye on Doyle. He stay with the trucks till they get to Matamoros.
Matalos!
It was a massacre. Couldn't say I was real sorry, but it was a rough way to check out.
Now, I don't know how reliable she's ever going to hold up as a witness. She's some kind of a vagrant. Might even be here for immoral purposes.
How much to get her out?
Well, 100. Send her on her way right away.
You know, I've been thinking about how Doyle's men knew I was at that whorehouse. I figured your deputy here heard me last night at the Red Bird, came over here and told you about it, and you sold the information to Doyle. How am I doing so far, Sheriff?
But you are one suspicious fellow. Ain't he, Bob?
He was a little rough on you last night. Yeah, sure changed you. How's you ought to get out of here? Those men are going to think you tipped me off. Got a bus comes through this town?
Yeah, noon, every day.
Make sure she gets on it. I got some information you may want to sell to Mr. Doyle.
He's gonna find out soon enough, but you might be the one to give it to him. The ship in Abruzzi coming up from Mexico got hijacked by some bandidos. A tip like that ought to be worth at least a grand.
You better be right. Because if Doyle should send Hickey after me, he's coming directly for you.
I keep hearing about Hickey. Sounds like a real scary guy.
Let me tell you just how scary. It goes that when he was 10 years old, gets a butcher knife and cuts his father's throat from ear to ear. Then they stick him in an orphanage. 15 years old, he burns it to the ground.
Just make sure you mark me down for half that time. Think maybe you and I should talk. I don't think these people appreciate you.
You're going to be my hero? I thought you were just a guy who did things for money.
Yeah. I'm just a guy that does everything for money.
Anybody see you come up here? Appreciate me? You don't know the half of it. Let me tell you, I don't have to take it from these bastards. Going back to Chicago on the first thing out of here to move. What's so funny?
Not going anywhere. Just blowing off a little steam.
Oh, yeah? You hear the way Strozzi talked to me? That greaseball? To hell with him.
Yeah, Strozzi's out of town for the day. So is Giorgio.
So?
Strozzi tell you he's paying me a lot of money. Well, there may be a way for you to get your hands on some of it.
You gonna tell me why you would do such a nice thing?
Because I'm a nice guy. Sweet guy.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, I don't think they appreciate you. See, I think you're a very smart girl. You hear things inside word. I'm the kind of guy that likes to have all the information he can get. So, if you give me the inside word, I'll give you an extra 100 or so a week. Just between me and you. Strozzi and Giorgio were going to be back the next day. Though I smelled the real money was going to come from working Doyle's side of the street. They'd make the first move.
Mr. Doyle wants you to come work for us full time.
I'm not sure you can afford it.
Try me.
$1,000.
A week? Or a day?
Surprised you're not mad at me. Might hold it against me killing 3 of you guys.
It's the only cure I know for being stupid. Hey, dummy! Bring us your best stuff.
Yes, sir, Mr. Doyle. Right away, sir.
I know you already got a job working for Strozzi. But I figure you for the kind of guy that goes to the highest bidder. Just like those Mexicans. I was supposed to guard my boots. Strozzi was behind that, wasn't he? How would you like to kill Strozzi? That little punk Giorgio. From what I hear, a guy like yourself, you only care about the money, right? I mean it as a compliment. That's why we're all here.
Where's Hickey?
You heard about Hickey, huh?
I heard he talks kind of funny.
Yeah, well, that's the way you sound. Somebody slices your face, jams an ice pick in your voice box. Hickey can get awful messy, though. This should be an inside job. We need somebody nice and neat like you.
I'll think about it.
You're making a mistake. Maybe you're just not very smart. What the hell are you holding back for? You think the meek are going to inherit the earth?
If they do, you won't be there to enjoy it.
I might have been a gun for hire, but I wasn't exactly an assassin. Maybe Doyle figured there wasn't much difference.
Tell Hickey I say hello.
If I was going to get into Doyle's wallet, I needed something big to sell him.
Hey! Will! You don't quit me. Nobody quits me. What is it? What is it, Doyle? What do? You owe you more money?
Keep the 500 you owe me. The rest is mine for the work I did down in Mexico.
You let him walk away?
No, he doesn't go.
Nobody ever. You get back here, you young son of a bitch.
It's your fault Giorgio's a half-wit. You really want to get killed for a half-wit? Let it go. Put it down.
Tell Mr. Doyle I turned Strozzi down.
What the hell are you grinning about?
Goddamn, that was great. I guess you don't work for Strozzi no more.
These, Joe. Working for Strozzi had about played itself out. Until Hickey showed up, I was out of moves. I decided to dry out a little. Went 2 days without a drink. For me, that's pretty good.
Sitting out here in the open just might not be a real good idea for a fellow that's got as many enemies as you got.
Does everybody like me?
Such a nice guy.
This is Mr. Doyle's girl. Bringing her back from church. I guess going to church makes her feel better about keeping company with Mr. Doyle. Is that right, honey? You don't want to miss out on the big money. This little war with Strozzi is going to be over soon.
Mickey's fat.
We got problems. Strozzi broke the truce. Hit our trucks in Mexico. Killed all our guys. Jacked the whole load.
Hey, how's my car?
Oh, I fixed that inner tube and I fixed that headlight. She's good as new. Except for that windshield. Ordering new glasses is going to take a while.
It's covered.
$20, that's way too much.
But I got some information I'll trade you for the change on it. A fella come around here asking me about your car. Wanted to look at the registration and check your name.
What'd you tell him?
I didn't tell him nothing. He just went on ahead and looked anyway. But guess what?
He didn't find that registration, did he?
That's right.
You can keep that change. This fella say what his name was?
He didn't say, but I know who it was. One of them Italian boys been hanging around town named Giorgio.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like I struck pay dirt. Who's this, Giorgio?
Yeah, who's this?
You remember me? A high-paid nobody. I got a message for Strozzi.
Yeah, well, we don't need any messages from jerks like you, all right?
Don't be stupid. Just because I don't work for you doesn't mean I can't be a friend. I don't want to see your boss get hurt. Yeah. Well, you tell him that Doyle knows that he's the one that hijacked his shipment.
Maybe you got a bigger problem. There's a rumor Ramirez is going to go back on Doyle's payroll. Who knows? Maybe it's all just bullshit. You getting this, Giorgio?
Yeah, I'm getting it. All bullshit.
Yeah, good boy. You tell your cousin to watch his ass. The Italians were winning in New York and Chicago. They weren't doing too good in Jericho. A little past nine that night, I got a look at Giorgio leaving town. You could almost see the price tag hanging around his neck.
I just came by to tell you that me and Strozzi made it up this morning. I got an investment there, so we can forget about the other day like it never happened, right? I mean, it was just one time for fun, right?
Business is business.
I don't want to get myself in the middle of anything here. Strozzi's going to take care of me.
I saw that punk Giorgio sneak out of town. Where's he headed?
He went to El Morado.
What's he doing down in Mexico?
What he always does. Drinks, messes around, goes to whorehouses.
I'm surprised Strozzi didn't go. Must be getting pretty used to whores by now.
Got to see him.
I think you're forgetting about our deal. Now, why did Giorgio go to Mexico?
He went to finish doing some business with Ramirez. Pay him off. And the cop they got for security. I gotta go. We're quits now, right?
Cousin of Strozzi's, Giorgio. He's on his way down to Mexico right now to see a friend of yours. A fellow named Ramirez. You know a guy named Ramirez, do you? Gonna pay him back for the hijack. How you like the story so far?
Good. Keep talking.
He's gonna see a cop down there, too. This cop's responsibility was security on this side of the border. So I guess he's gonna get paid, too. They're probably all planning their next shipment. They'll use your trucks. You know, I don't want to be pushy, but this kind of information is a little too valuable to be given away. Giorgio is very important to Strozzi. If something were to happen to him, it'd be very bad for Strozzi, don't you think?
Take as much as you want. You work for me now.
Just take the 2,000 we agreed upon.
You work with us. you're for the winners. Anything else is stupid.
I'll think about it.
What the hell are you holding back for?
I don't play this style! What the hell are you holding back for?
His name's Smith. At least that's what he says.
This is Hickey. I told you about him.
He told me all about you. Been hearing about you all over town, actually. Especially like that orphanage story.
They tell you about all them little kids. Buying off like candles.
My favorite part.
You shot some of our guys.
I guess I did. The ones that deserved it.
Well, you got Finn. You thought I was the best shooter.
I thought you were the best.
Well, just the best looking.
Enough of this bullshit!
This game is finished. Come on, we gotta talk.
Was about 30 miles across the Rio Grande. The whole town was celebrating some Saints Day, which meant everybody was either drunk or working on it. Doyle took my bait and sent a car due south the next morning. He didn't have to be real smart to guess who the passenger was. Like her mother. It's all right. He's asleep. Parked a couple miles from here and walked in.
Why do you come out here?
Joel lets me be alone here. It's the only place they don't watch me.
Why do you stay with him?
People don't own other people.
A year ago, my husband gambled with Mr. Doyle. After he lost me, he went back and crossed the border. He was ashamed. When Doyle took me from my daughter, I went to sleep. All I had left was to pray. And yet that was in my decision. My fear is my curse. What's yours?
I was born without a conscience.
There's a fella here. Come to see you. John Smith, meet Captain Tom Pickett. He's the head ranger here in my district. He generally just comes down when...
Shut up, Joel. Sit down, Mr. Smith. Now, Sheriff, Mr. Smith and I are going to have a drink. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm here about a murdered policeman got himself killed on the other side of the river in some crummy little Mexican town. A few locals killed, too. And a double-dealing commandante named Ramirez. But the man I'm concerned about was an American on the border patrol. He had a family, well-liked by his brother officers. I guess he strayed a little bit in some departments, but he was an officer of the law just the same. You know anything about his death, son?
No, I don't think so.
That's odd. Don't hardly seem possible. Mr. Gall here says you're real well informed on what happens around here.
You saying I did it?
I asked if you knew anything about it, not if you did it. The crime has been solved, son. Mexican police picked up two armed drifters from the state of Florida just across the border, handed them over to us. They ain't confessed yet, but they will. I just can't get past the idea that maybe one of these two bootleg gangs had something to do with it. I learned a long time ago to trust my instincts. Now listen real careful, because here's the point, son. Things in this town are out of control. Two gangs is just one too many. I'm not an idealist. I know a lot of things that people do are awful low, but that's between them and God. Do you believe in God? I believe in God, son. But what I'm concerned with is keeping a lid on things. And what we got here in Jericho is just way out of hand. And Sheriff Gault here, he can't do much about it, right? Matter of fact, it might be fair to say that he's part of the problem, right? Now, you've been going back and forth playing both sides, according to Mr. Gault here, making yourself a lot of money out of all this. Well, it's over, son. I'm coming back here in 10 days. I'm going to bring about 20 rangers with me. I will tolerate one gang, because that is the nature of things. A certain amount of corruption is inevitable. But if I find two gangs here when I get back, then in a couple of hours, there will be no gangs here. So it's simple. One gang quits and goes home. You boys work it out. I don't give a damn which one.
Just so long as one side leaves, or maybe one side loses.
That's fine, too, son. Kill as many as you want. Just don't kill no innocent people around here. I wouldn't like that.
It's been real nice talking to you, Kevin.
Likewise, son. Only one more thing. When I come back, if I was you, I'd be gone.
Oh.
tell Strozzi you got his boy Giorgio. Tell him he wants him back to bring us 100 thou out to the crossing at the 5 mile road. Tell him to make it 3 in the afternoon.
Trucks.
Oh, yeah. And we'll give you 2 days to give us our trucks back.
Just showed up for the exchange. If I was honest, I guess I'd have to include myself in the roll call. But if there was $100,000 being handed over for Giorgio, I wanted to take a real good look at it.
Let's figure out.
Get the briefcase. You let go of the rope.
We're even now. You got one choice. Give up your whole operation!
Son of a bitch! Until I get Giorgio back, she stays with me! And I guess you know what I'm gonna be doing with her, right, Doyle? Bring her across!
Stupid, Doyle. Nice and easy, huh? You don't want to get the girl killed, right? Get back down. You all right? Did they touch you? Did they do anything? Sonny! I'm going to settle things with you, Sonny! I promise, you rotten bastard! I promise! I promise!
She'd had enough of Jericho. I was too broke to buy a bus ticket out. I slipped her $500. Usually I wasn't such a sucker. But somebody had smacked her around pretty good.
He's been in a real bad mood. Ever since his cousin got traded back for that girl. Been fighting with Giorgio. Acting like a real jerk. Yelling at anything that gets near him. I never seen him drunk before. He was really in the bag last night.
What'd you do?
I called him a name. So he slapped me, slugged me a couple of times. Threw my clothes out on the street. So I figured I'd get even. I told him about me and you.
Guess things could be worse. Get back to wherever it is you're going. Maybe you should try and find yourself a better class of guy.
No guy is gonna ever want to mess with me again.
Face will heal up. Your looks are all right.
How is this going to heal up? Like he said, I got a big mouth. He had three guys hold me down. Told Giorgio to slice it off. They were real drunk. But everything you ever did to me, you did on purpose, right? Right?
Did you finish all your business inside with the little princess?
Let's make sure she gets on that bus.
You know something, amigo? I think I just spotted the chink in your armor. When you go down, it's going to be over a skirt.
For most of my life, I made my own rules. You don't do any favors, you don't ask for any. Watch the percentages. But you can know the rules and still do the wrong thing. The only thing I knew for sure was this. Strozzi, Doyle, and every son of a bitch that worked for him. They were all going to be better off dead.
There's somebody out here to see you, Mr. Doyle.
Thought it over. I'll take the job.
You must smell a winner.
Get $1,000 in advance.
Nobody's worth that much.
He's good.
Better than that.
Put that goddamn gun away! Put it away! Save it for Strozzi!
Suit yourself. Fire. A thousand more when we win.
It's settled. Let's have a drink on it.
What about the girl?
What girl?
The one you keep. Strozzi gets a hold of her again. Oh, Black, now you're right out of town.
Don't worry about it. We got her in a safe place. And 8 guys out there on watch.
8's not going to be enough. Strozzi's got some new trigger men coming in town tonight.
Where'd you hear all this?
Maybe it's just a rumor.
You want me to check it out?
I want you and Hickey here with me. Strozzi's got new help coming in. Chances are he's going to try to rush us here. You go out to the country. Check on her. She means a lot to me. McCool can tell you how to get there.
Thank you.
upstairs?
Don't come any closer.
So?
I'll kill her.
Put the gun down.
Keep away from here, I swear to God. Kill her. No!
Trust. Gotta get out of here. Gonna get you to Mexico. Come on, move. From Doyle. I want you to use it. Get across the border and don't come back. Come on, get going. Go. Sinners a lot better than saints. She was real easy to look at. But I hope God never saw her again. Dead inside. Found him last night.
Where's the girl?
I don't know. Strozzi must have taken her.
Right about those extra trigger men. Must have taken 15 or 20 of Strozzi's guys to pull this off.
This whole thing is turning on us.
When you found him
out here, why didn't you drive back to town and tell us instead of just waiting out here?
Figured the girl ran off when the fighting started. Stuck around, hoping maybe she'd come back. She didn't.
This one hasn't been fired.
Must get killed before he got shot off.
Strozzi's jealous of me giving her a chance. She grew up in some filthy little village. Told me her mother was a Yaqui Indian. Didn't know much about her father. Except he was white. She married some lowlife wetback. The only thing he ever gave her was a kid. Jesus Christ, she only had one dress till she met me. When she looked, the way her eyes looked, We gotta hit Strozzi soon. Get her back. We have to get this thing over with.
I'm gonna head back into town and see what I can find out. Maybe Strozzi doesn't know I work for you guys yet.
We have to get this thing over with.
Hickey was suspicious. Doyle did not say McCool was stupid. Said maybe I was the dumb one. If I had any brains, I would have kept on driving straight south into Mexico.
Gassed up and ready to go.
Yes, sir, I'll do her. But pretty soon you're going to be on your own. Come next week, I'm getting the hell out. Ain't no business here. This town is finished.
As usual, it was hot as hell. The wind picked up the dust so much you could taste it. The whiskey helped. I didn't want to get sloppy, so I switched to beer. Somehow I had the feeling the walls were moving in on me. It's funny how it all works out. For one little second, you think you're going to get away free and clear. But you end up paying the price. No exceptions. Everybody pays the price. Even a bum like me. Take the guns. What is it? Strozzi doesn't have Doyle's half-breed. Cool one across the border looking for her. Down in El Morado, he ran into a guy with an interesting story. He'd seen her heading out. She'd sold her car to some guy for a couple $100 and took a bus south. No, Strozzi didn't take her.
Maybe. If you believe the guy's story.
Why would a guy lie?
Which leaves the question of how she got away.
Big question. Not that we give a damn. Indian girl, you know. It's not like she was the Blessed Virgin, is it? If out there in the country, only a real fine gunner could nail that many all by himself. But you work for us. Why would you do that? Maybe you don't work for us. Maybe you take the money. Do what you want. You're one of them. You're an independent. Who are you running from? Jericho's a good place to stop. On your way to Mexico, running the feds.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, everybody's running from something.
Now, see, working for people like you and Doyle work for is an advantage. The payroll covers a lot of ground.
Getting cold.
Thank you. gun.
You know where he is right now? He's holed up with the rest of his gang waiting for some new shooters that are coming from back east to help him out.
Where's Smith?
He's at Slim's Roadhouse.
We checked all over. He ain't upstairs.
Come on, load it up. We're going to the roadhouse. You better be right.
son of a...
I had to make it look good.
You know, my helping you out don't make a hell of a lot of sense. But I'm betting on the ranger. I know it, the big money days are just about done, but don't kid yourself, boys. It could still come down real hard. Mr. Smith, I will help hide you. But I prefer you be unarmed and on your way the hell out of this town. That move you made from Doyle's Little Honey in this league, that'll get you broke and dead, both at the same time.
Strozzi's men were trapped inside the burning building. The ones that made a run for it got shot. The ones that stayed inside got cooked. None of them were going to make it home to Chicago.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot me! I know where the money is! Don't shoot me!
How about it, Strozzi? What's it going to be?
I give up. We can have it. We can have everything. Take it all!
As the fire dies down, go inside. Pull out Smith's body if you can find it.
He's got to be dead. He didn't come out. Everybody in there has got to be dead.
A little after dawn, Joe and Galt got me to the abandoned church. The bill for helping the Indian girl included kicked-in ribs, a broken nose, one eye mashed up pretty good, but all I needed was a gun, some time to heal.
Oh, my God.
We know he ain't dead yet. We counted the bodies out there. Maybe you should take your shoes off and look at your toes. Hickey gets back, we'll be cutting them off one by one.
I knew by the sound of the car it wasn't Joe. It's a funny thing about people. One time out of 100, they turn out better than you expect.
Just your old amigo. Joe got caught making his daily run. The food, the bandages, they just gave him away.
Hickey?
No. McCool. And a couple other guys. Hickey and Doyle are in Mexico. Doyle's still looking for that half-breed Indian girl. I mean, is that a persistent little bastard or what?
Where'd they take Joe?
They're all over at Strozzi's hotel. Doyle moved them all over there after winning the war. You really think that you're going to fight anybody with that?
I can get a gun with it.
The only help you're gonna get.
Sometimes you just gotta play out a bad hand. Boxes in Smiley's window. Well, what the hell? Everybody ends up dead. Just a matter of when.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
My valise. Bring another bottle of whiskey.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
What's that?
The message for Hickey. And the Doyle get back and tell him I'm out at Slim's Roadhouse.
Slim's Roadhouse? It's burned to the ground. It's gone. The whole place. You all right?
When's that ranger due back?
Day after tomorrow.
Give you enough time to get it cleaned up.
Cleaned up? I'm just going to haul those bodies out of the hotel, take them out in the desert, and let the coyotes chew on them for a while. Then I'm headed for Houston. Even Frank the Undertaker's leaving town, for Christ's sake. What kind of town are we going to have without an Undertaker? How about you, Joe? You're staying put, ain't you?
No, sir. Right now, I'm going with him.
What the hell you are?
I just want to see this thing finished. I earned it.
Joe and I sat up all night waiting for Hickey and Doyle. When this thing got started, all I wanted to do was make some money. Somewhere along the way, it all got personal.
No. For a guy with no principles, sometimes you act kind of peculiar.
You're getting mushy on me, Joe.
I was just trying to say thank you.
I hear people thanking me. I generally start running.
How's your wound doing?
Let's look out.
Closest doctor to here anymore is just across the river in Mexico. I can show you the way.
Hold back there. Find a spot. Go on. Stay here.
Had me fooled. I really thought you burned up with the rest of them.
Nah, I knew better. It's always gonna come down to something like this.
What you thinking about me when you're dying?
Looks to me like you're the one bleeding.
Now hold it. We can get you a doctor. Get you patched up. You're gonna run this town with us. I need you.
Give me a fair fight. We'll need a doctor.
Now wait! We don't need the guns! You, me, and Hickey, we won this war. We're survivors. We won! We won! I haven't found the girl yet. You know, the girl. You must know where she is. You think we can still find her? We can go to Mexico. She's up there in the mountains. Some little village. She had a kid. Little girl. I gotta get her back. I'm telling you, we can be partners!
for what he done to my town.
You're gonna kill me too.
No, don't worry. I'm all done. I'm just gonna watch.
Chicago, maybe. You can meet me there if you want. Try and kill me. Maybe you're the kind of guy shooting an unarmed man in the back.
Done worse than that.
I can't say it all went exactly the way I planned. But I was right about one thing. They were all better off dead.
Goddamn. I wasn't real sure this old gun would still shoot.
Looks like you got yourself a new car.
It ended about the same place where it started. Out in the desert on the road to Mexico. I was just as broke as when I arrived. But something would turn up. It always does. Thank you.